Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, June 26, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of health, fitness, and wellness news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Biomed News Breaks. Adagies brings key advantages in pivot to value-based healthcare. Adagies offers providers tools that simplify operations and improve financial performance as healthcare shifts further toward value-based care. The platform is designed to be simple for clinics to navigate, allowing physicians and administrators to see which services yield the highest value. Instead of relying on outside consultants or navigating spreadsheets, practices can use the software to pinpoint which services align best with revenue and care standards. Adagies is a healthcare technology innovator focused on addressing inefficiencies in care delivery through AI and machine learning, empowering healthcare providers to enhance patient outcomes and drive increased revenue. For more information, visit adagies.com.
Back to the doctor's office. As telehealth declines, demand for in-person care drives a medical real estate shift. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, virtual healthcare saw a historic surge. But now, a new trend is emerging. Patients are returning to their doctor's offices, and they're doing it in droves. According to new data from the Center for Telehealth and eHealth Law, telehealth use has entered a steady decline since its peak during the pandemic. With the expiration of emergency policies that once expanded access to virtual care, analysts project a staggering 12 million telehealth appointments will be lost annually. This shift is placing renewed importance on brick-and-mortar medical practices and driving an urgent need for physical medical office space in urban hubs across the country. This isn't just a statistical dip, it's a fundamental shift, says Kurt Hackett, Vice President of Asset Management at Rethink Capital, which owns and manages the Medical Pavilion at 939 Ellis Street in San Francisco. We're seeing patients of all types of medical disciplines re-emphasize the value of in-person care, and providers are responding by ramping up their physical presence. Biomed News Breaks. Anovis Bio Inc., ANVS, to present Alzheimer's advances at AAIC 2025 in Toronto. Anovis Bio Inc., a late-stage clinical company focused on therapies for neurodegenerative diseases, will present Alzheimer's advances at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Toronto from July 27 to 31st. 2025. The company will showcase four scientific posters detailing progress on its Alzheimer's clinical program and pharmacokinetic data for its lead candidate, buntanetap. Topics include the design of a phase 3 trial, efficacy and safety data, and comparative pharmacokinetics of different drug formulations in animals and humans. Anovis Bio, headquartered in Malvern, Pennsylvania, is committed to addressing neurodegeneration in diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's by developing innovative therapies targeting multiple neurotoxic proteins to restore brain function and improve patients' quality of life.
Why public interest in mitochondrial function testing is growing. Today, more ordinary people are taking an interest in tracking their mitochondrial health to improve wellness and longevity. Recent research is uncovering ways to edit mitochondrial DNA to restore function for those with medical conditions. Companies like Clene Inc. are leading biomedical R&D programs in this area. To learn more about Clene Inc., NASTHIL, and N, visit the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit BioMedWire's website. BioMed News Breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, subsidiary Hope Therapeutics to acquire 49% stake in leading Florida psychiatry clinic. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRxP, subsidiary Hope Therapeutics TM, Inc., has signed a letter of intent to acquire a 49% stake in Cohen & Associates, LLC, a top interventional psychiatry clinic in Florida. The clinic, founded by Dr. Rebecca Cohen, offers advanced treatments for suicidal depression, PTSD, and CNS disorders. This deal aims to establish a foundational clinic for Hope's regional growth and deliver compassionate, evidence-based mental health care. Final terms are subject to closing and definitive agreements. NRx Pharmaceuticals is a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. Lantern Pharma Inc., NASTRN, AI-powered platform, delivers promising and durable results in lung cancer trial. Lantern Pharma Inc., listed on NASDAQ as LTRN, utilizes its AI-powered platform, RADR, to drive oncology drug development. In a phase 2 trial, a patient with non-small cell lung cancer achieved a complete response with LP-300 after multiple failed therapies, showing durable clinical benefit over 2 years. This success is significant for never smokers with NSCLC, a population with a growing global unmet need, estimated at over $4 billion annually. Lantern Pharma, a clinical stage biotech company, showcased this positive outcome in its phase 2 Harmonic TM trial, demonstrating the potential of AI-driven drug development to identify promising treatments. Investor news breaks. Adidex Inc., NASDAQ ADTX, CEO to present at Wall Street Reporter's next Superstock event, June 26th. Adidex Inc., ADTX, CEO Amro Albana will present at Wall Street Reporter's next Superstock event on June 26th at 1 p.m. ET. Albana will discuss Adidex's innovation acceleration model, provide updates on autoimmunity and early cancer detection programs, and share details on the pending acquisition of Evofem Biosciences, Inc. Edixt operates programs in immune health and precision health and plans to introduce programs in public health and women's health. The company has agreements with Apili Therapeutics, Inc. and Evofem to advance health solutions. The closing of the transactions is subject to various conditions. For more information, visit www.edixt.com.
Biomed news breaks. Sinai Immunotherapeutics NASDAQ SCNI highlights PC111 breakthrough after scientist wins top Italian dermatology award. Sinai Immunotherapeutics, a biopharma company traded on NASDAQ under the symbol SCNI, is making waves with their breakthrough PC111 research. Dr. Roberta Lotti of Pincel CRL was honored with the Oscar of Italian Dermatology for her work on the first-in-class anti-Fas ligand monoclonal antibody. The study, titled Blocking Soluble Fas Ligand Ameliorates Pemphigus, showcases PC111's ability to prevent blister formation in pemphigus vulgaris by blocking keratinocyte apoptosis. Sinai, with an option to acquire Pincel, is advancing PC111 as a non-immunosuppressive treatment for severe autoimmune skin conditions. For more information, visit Sinai's website at www.sinai.com.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Ltd., Nasdaq TM, backs UnBuzzD's $5 million raise via Regulation D offering. Quantum Biopharma Ltd. NEM has backed UnBuzzD's $5 million raise through a Regulation D offering. UnBuzzD, known for its beverage designed to speed alcohol metabolism, plans to expand its reach with the funds. Led by CEO John Duffy and advised by ex-Celsius Holdings CEO Jerry David, the company sees this as a step towards a future IPO. Quantum Biopharma focuses on innovative assets for neurodegenerative and metabolic disorders. The company invented UnBuzzDM and spun out its OTC version to Selly Nutrition Corp, retaining ownership and royalty payments. Quantum Biopharma also maintains a portfolio of strategic investments through its subsidiary, FSD Strategic Investments, Inc. For more information, visit QNTM's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.